Now, can somebody tell me what Pokemon Go is? Police are warning that this new video game is a danger because people are playing it and walking onto busy roads. The warning comes after the release of Pokemon Go, which has had thousands of Aussies looking at their screens over the weekend. Now, this is something I'd never heard of until the weekend, and then all of a sudden it was popping up all over the place. On Saturday night, I was talking to a couple at Daryl Broman's 60th birthday party who said their children were at home having a ball playing Pokemon Go. Then yesterday, the golden child, Harriet Glenn, from our team, she was over at my place and looking after Freddie, taking him to the park for a little while, and she came back saying, I just saw all of these kids in the park playing Pokemon Go. It's taken off so quickly that police have issued a warning about it. Charlie Brown, 2GB host of Life and Technology on 2GBs every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Charlie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. How are you, mate?
I'm okay. I have not played Pokemon Go, Charlie, as you would probably expect, but this involves staring at a screen and wandering around the real world looking for clues.
That's right. It's part of this craze of augmented reality where you morph the real world with the virtual world. And considering that it only launched to the world in Thursday last week, and as of about an hour ago, the amount of users on Pokemon Go were getting close to the total amount of daily active users on Twitter. It can give you and your listeners an indication of how popular this service actually is and how quickly it spread.
Did they market it really well, Charlie, or is it just that good that people have naturally, word of mouth, passed it on to others and it's just gone gangbusters?
Well, it's word of mouth, but it's leveraging this Pokemon brand that's been out there for decades. And, I mean, I've been playing Pokemon for many years, and so what this new app has basically tapped into is not just the people who were playing video games over the last few decades like myself, but the younger kids as well who enjoy getting out and about and playing video games with their smartphones, and that's where a lot of the popularity is coming from. But there have been some issues with it. People have been too focused on the screen and walking onto roads and tripping over concrete blocks and all sorts of things. But we saw that. We see that all the time with new technology on a regular basis when we saw the hoverboards arrive and those kinds of things. So you've got to be careful there. We've also seen a couple of incidents in the United States where muggings have occurred because within the game you can attract players to a particular location. Now, keeping in mind that every player has a smartphone and usually a pretty good one, it's not a bad way to steal somebody's smartphone. I don't recommend you go and do it because the people who have done it so far have been caught and obviously are being charged for theft.
All right, and the police saying be careful where you're watching. Of course, the video game manufacturers will say, well, hang on a moment, we're listening to your concerns. This involves people getting off their backside and actually walking around and getting some exercise.
Oh, that is one of the benefits of it. And it is one of the benefits of it now, and I think it's actually so big that it's going to encourage more participation in these kinds of games in the future. So if we get the behaviour of players right in terms of playing them safely now, and we practice that, then as more of these kinds of games come through, I think everyone's just going to be focusing on the right thing, which is having fun.
All right, you say you're a Pokemon player. Just very quickly, how old are you again?
I'm just clocked over 40, Ben, and we'll be welcoming you to the club very soon too, my friend.
Touché. Charlie Brown, our tech guru from Life and Technology. You'll hear him Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Pokemon Go. Did you hear your kids talking about it over the weekend?